tweet at TodaySOR.
Last Friday, the government brought 19 private hospitals into the public system here for the duration of the coronavirus crisis. However, a number of consultants have taken issue with certain aspects of the contract they've been offered. Dr. Oisin O'Connell is a respiratory consultant in the Bon Secours Hospital in Cork. He's a member of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association Committee. Dr. O'Connell, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. You're, as I say, on the IHCA committee. First of all, when did you and your colleagues first get sight of the contracts on offer?
So we first got the contract 7:30 this morning, Sean. So it's to say it's like putting the cart before the horse is an understatement, meaning the hospitals were very appropriately signed over to the HSE last Friday. But it's like renting a plane without any pilots. Essentially, none of us were offered a contract till 7:30 this morning. So as of today, no full-time private consultant is able to accept public or private patients into private hospitals.
But you knew, we've known for over a fortnight that these contracts were on the way. I mean, sometimes you're in negotiations about a contract and then it takes some time for the paper to land.
You would have thought so, Sean. I might just set the scene in terms of putting out where we are as full-time private practitioners. So private practitioners make up approximately 500 consultants in the country, and we predominantly work on one site. So we know nationally that about half of our population have health insurance. About a third of all consultations nationally are from private practitioners. And essentially, we run our own clinical practice. So we employ our own practice managers, we employ our secretaries, we rent or buy our own clinic rooms. None of us are having any difficulty with the fact that the private hospitals are taken over by the public hospitals. We're 100% the efforts against COVID-19. We're all ready to put on the medical green jersey here. What's landed on our table this morning is what's essentially an ethical dilemma for anyone working in full-time private practice. The contract that was given to us this morning has left us with two options. One is we sign the contract and we have to cancel all of our clinic patients, meaning we have to discharge all patients that were under active follow-up for all tests back to their public, either to their primary care or back to other public waiting lists. We already know there's 560,000 people on public waiting lists. So we've been put in an ethical dilemma that we literally either sign this contract, which I'm, as a respiratory consultant, I'm perfectly happy to sign in terms of going frontline, looking after COVID patients. But that's left me in the ethical dilemma that this contract means I have physically to cancel 2,500 patients, 500 of whom are under active radiological follow-up for suspected lung cancers, and discharge them back to the public waiting list.
Yeah, but what I'm wondering is, in what way are your circumstances or the circumstances of your patients, Dr. O'Connell, different from the circumstances of patients in the public system who have been told, look, no elective surgery will take place. They've just had to wait because all the priority is now going on COVID-19.
I suppose it's for me, it's primarily a continuity of care issue. So I look after complex patients. I've been looking after these patients for years. I've got a system in place for following up my suspected lung cancer patients. And as of today, I have been told that I have to cancel my clinics, close them down, and refer them on to other practitioners based on the contract that has been sent out to us today. So either I don't accept the contract and I look after my 2,500 patients, 500 of whom are under follow-up, and I don't have access to any diagnostics for those patients, meaning I don't have admitting rights, I don't have permission to do procedures or diagnostics like CTs, bronchoscopies, pulmonary function tests in the hospital.
You could actually continue to see your patients in private rooms, but what you've lost now, if I follow you correctly, is the capacity to send them for tests as you previously would have done.
No, I've been left with two alternatives. Either I cancel all of those patients and send them back to other public waiting lists to be seen by other doctors, or I accept the contract and I work in the hospital which has been taken over as a public hospital. And if I work in that hospital, I'm not allowed to follow up any of my patients. I have to close down my clinic rooms. I have to close down my practice. I have to basically get rid of my entire practice, meaning I have to literally refer everyone back to primary care. They're my only two options in the contract that's been put to me this morning.
But if you don't sign it, what kind of care could you continue to give your patients?
if I don't sign it, it means, one, as a respiratory consultant, I can't work in a hospital, so I can't look after COVID patients. So if I don't sign this contract, I can continue seeing patients in rooms, but I can't be frontline looking after COVID patients. So I've got no alternative to work in a hospital and to do clinic rooms. It's one or the other. And by looking after the clinic rooms patients, even if I chose not to work front and centre, and as a respiratory consultant, I've been preparing for this for months. I've got in dozens of extra non-invasive ventilation machines. Like, I've been quite front and centre, as the previous interviews with you have shown. I want to work frontline. I want to look after COVID patients. I think this is a national emergency. But similarly, I'm left in an ethical dilemma that if I do that and accept the contract, I have to cancel all my clinic patients.
So what do you think is the answer? Because, I mean, a lot of our texters, listeners to the programme, this perhaps won't surprise you, they're saying, look, you know, really what you're worried about here is the loss of income. Another one, I think it would be an idea to release data on people who have the virus who are now, sorry, that's another one that we'll deal with later. But it's basically a suggestion, and this is perhaps very unkind, because obviously you do have an ethical dilemma, but nonetheless, I'll put it to you, mercenary consultants more concerned about making money than their patients, and happy to use public hospital facilities for their private patients.
Look, I fully appreciate that is a public misconception. The proposal has been put to the HSE that we would continue to see people in room and not charge them, and that they would cover the costs associated with running the practices, meaning pay for my practice manager, pay for my room rental, and cover the associated costs, meaning I have my own electronic medical record system, I have my own postage system, I do my own typing system. You can't run a practice like that. It is different in private practice than in full-time public hospitals, meaning in a full-time public hospital, you don't have those associated responsibilities.
Now, the other thing is, as we were talking about on the programme last week, there's an anomaly or an irony here in the sense that consultants who have, under existing contract, the right to see private patients in public hospitals will continue to be able to do that.
I'm cognizant this is a national emergency and a pandemic, and again, perfection is the enemy of the good. You're never going to sort every issue for every person, and the IHC has flagged all of these issues. What I will say is, I suppose I'm here representing the full-time private practitioners at the moment, and kind of I'm realising the implications this has for my own patients, and put me in this kind of an ethical dilemma. I will point out one thing. The evidence coming out of Bergamo, kind of, they looked at the mortality or the excess mortality associated with COVID, and they looked at the excess mortality associated with other comorbidities. And actually, the association with other comorbidities was so much higher that there was a higher mortality from other unintended consequences than the COVID-related illnesses.
Yes, but that wasn't so breaking actually, it down as between public and private patients. What I'm wondering, though, is, Dr. O'Connell, is it going to be possible for your patients who need urgent and continuing care? You talked about you've got 500 of your 2,500 patients are in continuing care, but the ones who would need urgent care or critical care, surely they will be able to be taken care of.
So again, this is kind of coming down to one, continuity of care. It's much more difficult for somebody that has never met a patient before to re-establish exactly the complexities of their needs. Secondly, without kind of a centralized medical electronic record system, there will be very difficult for somebody else taking over responsibility to look after a patient. In terms of the number of patients I'm following up 2,500 complex respiratory patients, and as I say, 500 of whom are suspected to have lung cancer. So it's very difficult to put them on a public waiting list of 560,000 people. And I've already set a precedent with these patients that I'm following them up. I've already got their scans booked. I'm now being told, as of this morning, I need to cancel that follow-up, refer them on to another hospital who will put them in their system.
So what do you think you're going to do?
I'm hoping that the HSE will engage with the IHCA and negotiate either a way that we can continue to provide continuity of care for our patients and work front and centre. I mean, I'm very happy to do both. I'm used to working in a heavy workload environment. I'm not here to profiteer in any capacity. I'm completely happy to put on the medical green jersey, but I can only assume that this was an unintended consequence that wasn't foreseen with all of this, but it is going to cause massive issues in the front line.
Dr. Oisin O'Connell, committee member of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, thank you very much indeed.